Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. And I am your host, Willa White. I'm a registered medium here in Lilydale, and this is the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio Show. So if you want to join us to listen only, you could go to blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio, or you can view it on Facebook live on my Facebook site, which is Willa White Medium. Also, if you're wanting to find me, my website is willawhite.com. So those are ways to connect with me off air. And my show is basically about having wonderful people come on the show. We talk about spiritual development, mediumship, faith, and family. And I like it if you can join in our, with on-air Q&A. You can join in the discussion. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And my special guest today is Dr. Judith Rochester. And I can almost hear the applause from the people that are viewing us and listening in, because a lot of people love you, Judith.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it really is an honor to be here today. And Willa and I go back a long time.
A long time, absolutely.
And
at least 20 years.
Yes. And speaking of development circle, Willa sat in the circle 20 years ago.
Yes.
And she was a shining, shining light.
Oh.
You know that.
Aww.
Always a shining light. But in our circle in the church, Willa always brought a blanket because we lived in rustic conditions. And people brought blankets and layers of sweaters and sometimes coats. And
yes.
We loved it, didn't we?
In the winter, I'd take my snow boots off at the door, right. And I'd bring my slippers, too. So I was all set to be cuddled up. It was a bit like a home circle in that way.
It was, really.
And we joined
it
in.
It made it kind of a charming
learning
experience, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you always had a candle going.
Yes.
And your delightful energy. Judith is one of the best people to learn from because she has an amazing capacity to softly and gently guide people and to coach people without, like, bulldoze pushing them. You know, there's this sense of effortlessness with it. You know, you don't feel like, I've got to do this for Judith's sake.
Right.
I do this for my sake, and I'm developing. And the beauty of Judith's circles, typically, there would be an hour of, a topic that we would discuss and you would present about, and then we'd have about an hour of giving and receiving of messages. And it was unique in that way because a lot of other mediumship development circles, you would just kind of sit in the silence and see what would occur.
Right.
So
right.
I remember that being such a crucial part of my own mediumship development.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I give you credit for that because mind, body, spirit, I was aligning for that purpose.
Right.
And it was an incredible part of becoming a professional medium for me.
Great.
So thank you.
And, of course, the secret is that as teachers, we work as an instrument of spirit.
Yes.
So it's really spirit that's guiding the circle.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't so much about me or the leader or whoever.
Well, you're holding the space.
But I'm guided as everybody is.
Yes.
And that's the real secret, though, isn't it?
Oh.
Communing with our own spirit guides and teachers, learning from our own spirit guides and teachers, whether you're the teacher or whether you're the sitter.
Yes. Before we get too far in, I want to let people know who Judith is. You've taught mediums for 20 years in Lilydale, And so I know you're a retired teacher of philosophy and a gestalt therapist, and you're an ordained spiritualist minister with the Church of the Living Spirit here in Lilydale.
Right. Yes.
And so that's been a big part of your journey. And I looked it up, it says that you've published over a dozen articles on spiritual development.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That was in a period when I was with a spiritual organization, and these articles were all with a holistic health magazine,
mm-hmm.
and we were exploring, really, in essence, it was with the Kundalini Research Institute,
mm-hmm.
and Kundalini is life energy or the soul or however you want to call it. We were exploring how it could be, how opening to it could promote health on all levels, emotional, mental,
mm-hmm.
and spiritual,
mm-hmm.
and higher consciousness, enlightenment. So, yes, it was a lot. Lots of the articles I wrote were on mental self-help,
mm-hmm.
emotional and mental self-help, and that's something that I've always been interested in. And find that really ultimately it's the spirit that underlies our emotions and our thoughts and our soul, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That truly does, when we approach it from a spiritual point of view, we have that extra help.
Absolutely. The
right.
angels and guides.
Yeah.
The divine source. The
right.
connection with the divine source.
Right.
And I know you were a registered medium for, is it 10 years? How many years?
12 years.
You were registered as a medium, and then you retired from that.
Right.
And became a writer and teacher. And, I mean, you were always those things, but you devote more of your time to that.
Yes. Yes. Spirit said that there will be a time to do the messages and readings,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then it'll be time to do the next stage of my journey.
Yes.
So, sure enough, and we have different guides and spirit teachers for different phases.
This is true.
Right?
Yes.
Of mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
So there I was kind of ushered into a much more inner reflective period in my life.
It's
where I disappeared from.
Yeah, you kind of disappeared, for a little bit. You kind of went into that interior space.
Yes.
That is infinite.
Yes. That's
and
right.
Did a lot of meditation. I remember we would chat even during those times.
Yes.
And you'd be kind of coming out of the depths of inspirational automatic writing, and you were getting beautiful things by setting that routine for yourself.
Yes. And, of course, one delves into also fairly ordinary things.
Yes, mundane life.
Mundane life. And discovers that there are gems of wisdom.
Oh, yes.
In what seems to be very mundane.
Yes.
Daily things.
Well,
and that was my big learning for me.
Though there are prayerful things that we do in our mundane life.
Yeah.
The intention that we put toward things.
Right.
And I've always felt that's the same thing when we're working with mediumship. It's about right practice and right intention and merging those two things.
Right.
And then we become.
Yes. Yeah. It's like saying mediumship is a spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That encompasses who we are in our whole life.
Absolutely.
Is what you kind of...
And I like what you said earlier about how we have different teachers at different phases of our life. You
right.
know, the teacher you're going to need in third grade is not the teacher you're going to need in 12th grade.
Right.
So, you know, that's where even the spirit guides are going to change, our helpers in the divine, and not just here on the earth plane.
And perhaps some do stay, but... There is a shift. There can be shifts.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for everybody, I guess.
But there's a consciousness shift, and when you get to that place of consciousness shift, the teacher arrives.
Yes.
And the teacher is there.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you're willing to work with them and be a sponge to their learning and figure out how to apply it in your own life purposefully,
right,
then amazing things happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know as far as you coming to Spirit, how did that all happen for you?
Well, I was reflecting on this, thinking that you would ask me, and I thought, well, at this stage in my life, it is a time to reflect back and to think ahead. And I think all my life, like most people and children,
mm-hmm.
I think it's surprising how as children, too, we all were looking for a deeper understanding of life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're looking beyond even the questions children ask. Right?
Yes.
They're deep.
They are deep.
And they go beyond just what sometimes we as adults are having to focus on.
Yeah.
So looking back, I know that I, too, was always questioning and searching. What was the meaning of
mm-hmm.
life? And what
sure.
was my purpose? And who was I? And how to be good.
And how to be good. Do your parents help in that evolution in a purposeful, spiritual way? Or is this something that was more came from you?
I think in lots of ways they did. And on the other hand, there were a lot of things I did more quietly without talking about them or expressing them.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother was a teacher, and she was very... and a guide commissioner.
A guide commissioner? What is
yes,
that?
Yes, that was head of all the, what here would be all the girl guides in
several
states.
Oh, like Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, Girl Scouts.
Yeah, but they are called guides, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So there would be a lot of philosophical, moral teaching in that.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we did a lot of things together that I think...
helped you
unfold. Yeah.
And what about spirit contact, though, as far as your first beginnings of spirit contact and starting to recognize that you were a medium?
Yeah, so that came later, although
okay.
in childhood I did have more
some
in the religious, you know, in a church.
In an awe.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But later, yes, which is what I talk about, the opening story in my book.
Yes, maybe this is a good point to talk about the fact that Jude has a wonderful book. She's written books, and this is a fantastic one, To Touch the Soul, How to Become a Medium by Dr. Judith Rochester. Reverend. Did we say Reverend Doctor? How does that go?
No, Reverend, and then a PhD.
And
after
then a PhD.
Because...
Is that how you write that? That's the official way to do it?
Official.
Okay. There's
so
the official way to look it up.
I'm not pretending to be anything. I'm not.
She's not a medical doctor. But and this is a wonderful book. Yeah, I know because you gifted me with
yes.
this book.
Yes.
Thank you. For my birthday, I don't know, was it last year or the year before? I can't remember now. And it's a wonderful book. It's what you taught us. It's what
yes.
you taught us, and it's also expanded on. And each section and chapter, this is a wonderful book if somebody wanted to apply this at home, if they wanted to do a home circle. You could take, a page or a section of this each time you meet with your group
yes.
and be able to have a resource to call upon. So you're not kind of going into this blind, and then there's a purposeful thing you're learning and exploring during that time.
Yes.
And that's what I liked about your circles. There was always a purposeful thing you were learning and,
yes.
and expanding on.
Right.
Really wonderful.
Yeah. And one of the reasons I wrote this was because I was seeing so many people as the registered medium who were isolated,
mm.
who wanted to learn,
mm-hmm.
but there weren't any circles in their vicinities, and
right.
no churches or centers or anything like that. And that was one reason.
It's a great home reference.
Yeah, so that people can do it in their own time and space. But it can also be used by teachers or by yeah, as you say, in the home circle.
Right.
For a group.
For a group. If they wanted to do something at home and how to, you know, have a guidance system as you're doing it. So you can take a, you can do it by yourself, but it's also nice to have what I call guinea pigs. So you can have somebody to practice with. That's the benefit of going to mediumship development circles and to mediumship classes and workshops. You're having exposure to a variety of different teachers and their methods, their styles, and it helps to firm up for you what you believe and how you want to have your mediumship display itself within you. And so I think it's great that you have that as a resource for people. It's been very needed, I feel, for people to have that. And you, you know, you're tops in my book.
Thank you. You too, in mine.
Aww.
Mutual
love and mutual affection and admiration.
Yeah. Mutual, two souls seeking.
Absolutely.
Right.
So when you first came to Lilydale, how long ago was that?
So I came in the late 80s.
Okay.
And I came just to write and communicate with spirit, doing inspirational writing, just for the peace and the inspiration.
And then what happened?
And then, lo and behold, I became a medium.
But how did that happen?
So I didn't come thinking I would be a medium.
Right.
But I had that experience of awakening to spirit about 20 years before. And I received a great, it was an opening to what first was just a beautiful light that was full of love and intelligence that had a kind of reality to it that I knew was of another dimension.
Yes.
And what I was experiencing at the time was inner struggles, darkness, and so on. My outer life was great, but I was neglecting the inner.
Oh, yeah. Care and feeding of the soul is important.
Yes. So that just opened me to that dimension. But I hadn't heard of mediumship then. You know, it wasn't
on your radar. It doesn't show up until you're ready.
No, didn't appear. And psychic wasn't particularly a likable word for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved what I was receiving from them by way of daily guidance. So,
sure. But then you started to feel the awareness of spirit loved ones for other people around you and being able to give messages. And
so I did that much
later.
Who
were some of your teachers
when I came
at the time?
So when I got a message out at the Inspirational Stump, a friend of mine who was a medium, registered medium, who said, "You're going to be up here in a year," I think she said.
Oh.
And I thought, well, if that's the case, I'd better get to a development circle. And this was at the end of the summer. So I think it was the next week.
I
raced off to Patricia Price's circle.
Okay. Wonderful.
And stayed with her until I became a registered medium.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
She is. I went to your circle and Patricia Price's circle.
Yeah.
I'd get the double whammy during the week.
What inspired me was her.
Her
teaching and very, very inspirational.
Absolutely.
Very, very focused on serving. The other key, isn't it, is service.
Yes.
Serving God and spirit.
Always.
Yes.
Always. So when it comes to a mediumship development circle and you formulating this, how did that come about?
Me formulating
and doing a mediumship development circle.
Oh, well, again, that, like the book, it came out of giving readings, and everybody wanted to learn. They would say, "Well, I want to do what you're doing. Where can I learn about it?"
There you go.
And at the time, there wasn't anybody doing it. So I was only a medium for a couple of years, and I started a circle right away.
Yeah. I'm so glad you did. I know many, many people that love you, Judith, and really appreciate that you did those things, especially because, you know, the big way to learn back then was a private circle that was closed.
Yes.
And there, you know, Judith does an open circle. There's a y'all come feeling to it rather than a closed circle that you have to, be approved, so to speak, to join or
right,
be part of
right.
it. So it really has opened doors for other people to have
and
that experience
church,
with you.
In the spirit of our church.
Definitely. Church the Spirit is
it's
very
so
welcoming.
And open and kind.
Yeah, so it's great that that's occurred so that more people could feel welcomed. And now Judith does a circle. She's come out of circle retirement.
Yes.
And so she has the Friday night circles, and they're also well attended. I know when I did the Tuesday nights with you long ago now, that we'd have, I would say, like between 11 people and maybe the upper 20s, would you say? And now this Friday night circle, especially because it's Friday night, and you get, 35 people, and it's a huge circle. They rearrange the chairs in the church, and it's this huge.
They have and like the other one, there's just a sense of community.
Yeah.
Just a loving feeling of the joy and the harmony of sitting with like-minded souls.
Yeah.
After a week of many of the participants, the students work very hard.
Oh, yeah. At normal work and jobs and life.
Yes, a lot of responsibility and have families and all kinds of things. So they come, here I am in this sanctuary.
Because they're aligning themselves for that once a week, mind, body, spirit.
Right.
And, if I missed a circle for some reason, I felt kind of weird. I'd miss my walk or I'd miss,
Right.
That kind of effect of something feels a little off because I got so used to feeling good about what I was doing in circle and exploring and learning.
Yeah.
So you start to feel the energy of love in that circle. It's like with the effect of going to church on Sunday and having fellowship with other souls and the upliftment of song and whatnot. But this is a very purposeful way that you do this and teach this.
Well, I realized more and more, especially recently, that what's critical for me as a teacher is that I am learning.
Mm-hmm.
That you can never sit back and put your feet up and say, well, I've done it all.
Right.
I know it all, or whatever. It's
constant
every
evolution.
Class
mm-hmm.
is another step on my journey too.
And you're very good at planning that. Like if you look at the what's coming up next on the class schedule, you have it. You help people to unfold. It's like a thousand petal lotus. It starts to open.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
With each class, the things that open up in a person. And yeah, people can go as quickly with this as they want or as slowly as they want. I know that it's also about your intention outside of the circle and if you can apply those things in your life. And that's a crucial part of progressing nicely too.
Yes. Is living your truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And daily practice is very important. We stress that too.
Yes, daily
spending
practice.
Time each day
in meditation and contemplation.
Meditation.
Even if you can only get snatches throughout the day.
Yes.
It's like nibbling.
Yeah.
On something delicious.
Young children.
Yes, with children. If you're a mom like me, you learn to kind of nibble throughout the day, and it's very sustaining that way.
Yeah.
The spiritual food that people need. I know on Facebook people are asking for the name of Judith's book again. I'll of course put this up on the Facebook later, but the title of it is To Touch the Soul, How to Become a Medium. So you can look that up.
To Touch the Soul... to me is one key to mediumship, and it comes from Silver Birds, the spirit guide.
Oh, yeah.
Maurice Barbanel.
Yes.
He said, to touch the soul was the aim of all phases of mediumship.
Mm.
Because then you help the person know their real nature, their spirit nature,
yes.
Which, of course, is eternal. And whether they know it through proof of the continuity of life,
mm-hmm.
or whether
mm-hmm.
they know it through communication with spirit or through helping others in inspirationally, through speaking, whatever.
Yes.
So
that's beautiful.
That was the focus, in a way, of everything.
Yes.
The focus of service.
That's beautiful. And, you know, part of that is that, you know, I remember the way you would put out the schedule, it was spiritual unfoldment circle.
Yeah.
The focus, of course, is on unfolding you as a soul, and along the way you're learning gifts of the spirit.
Right. Yes.
Right?
That's a beautiful way to express it.
And so
yeah.
Gifts of the spirit, mediumship is a gift of spirit.
Right.
Spiritual healing is a gift of spirit,
right.
And how to evolve those. I want to give people the call-in number again. In case anybody wants to call in and ask us a question on air, you're welcome to do that. Or if you just want to praise Om to Judith, you're welcome to call in and do that too. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And I'm seeing a lot of love on Facebook. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate that you're tuning in and that you share the love and support for today with Judith.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask, you know, what are some of the things that people learn in a mediumship development circle? What are some of the things that topics?
So what do we do?
Yeah.
You want to know even what maybe what first of all this how it happened?
Yes. Tell us how it happened.
How it happened?
Yes.
because
what they can visualize.
Yes. So I was thinking of this earlier. If we just imagine yourself walking into a room and there are chairs in a circle, and as you step into the circle, and there may be a candle in the middle or flowers, or that there's soft music, meditative music in the background, but as you step in, you can feel that peace, that sense of it being a sacred circle, right? It's, you know, there's something different from when you're not in that sense of the presence of God and Spirit. So it's that quality that is manna for the soul, for the spirit. And in mediumship, it's that connection that you receive in a circle in order to open your gifts and let them unfold. Because those gifts, the gifts of mediumship, of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, even clairsentience,
mm-hmm.
taste, they're all within us, in everybody. Everybody is a medium. So unfolding is simply allowing that inner self, that inner spark of life, to open to that dimension, that unseen dimension that exists all around us and on every plane of life. And that it is where our spirit loved ones live, on one plane, the astral plane, the plane around us here, the etheric plane, is what we can attune to with energy and all of that,
mm-hmm.
nature,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
more of the psychic kinds of things. So, in the circle then, we maintain everything is in support of that, evolving that sense of the presence of spirit, of opening to that and learning to focus and to receive messages, to understand how our spirit guides and teachers communicate with us through all kinds of different means, all kinds of different phenomena, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from symbolic language to literal language, to, from colors to, anyway, I won't go into too much of that. Yeah, but so the circle begins with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It includes a relaxation so that it helps us to just let go
mm-hmm.
of the day.
Yes.
And to just to be in our own space, to feel that inner divine spark, that inner divine self. It's wonderful. Sometimes we just sit and that's all. We just...
You bliss out.
Yes. And think, this we can just sit here all night.
Yep.
But of course, you've got things to do. So relaxation, a guided meditation at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And if, for those who are experienced or learning at least how to use their gifts,
mm-hmm.
Giving and receiving messages. So, let's see. Now, I'm speaking, I imagine, to people who are on all levels.
Oh, yes, all levels are probably tuning in.
Beginning right to
mm-hmm.
the advanced. So, many of you then would know that when you receive, when you open to spirit, say, in a guided meditation, or the leader can do a little exercise that helps you to get up, to open to your spirit guide,
mm-hmm.
And to call on them to feel yourself elevated in that higher state, and to receive a message. Now, you may see something, you may hear something, you may sense something, and when you receive, no matter what it is, as you're sitting in the circle, it will be, if you're in that space of giving and receiving messages, for somebody else in the circle to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you go to? Well, you'll be guided, as a rule, to go to someone. And it might be as simple when you begin as picking up a color and sensing a beautiful peach around somebody, for example. That might be your very first message.
Delicious. Ooh. Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
I was thinking of the color.
Oh.
But it could be a peach. It could be anything. But there's always a reason that whatever you receive, there's always a reason that it has come to you. And it may sometimes, especially for beginners or for different times in the circle, you may be just focusing on messages for you. You know, if you're doing a relaxation and you see a colored light,
mm-hmm.
or you open to a particular symbol or a particular bird or anything just to move you into the unseen and to draw to you those energies, those presences, those forces of good and harmony and peace and love and wisdom. So sensing and seeing and hearing those kinds of messages can show you something about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. Anything to add to just that?
Judith is fantastic. Just listening to her voice and her description of this, you probably get a sense of how she really makes a spiritual garden, a spiritual sacred space for the students when they come in. And the, you know, if they're not in that alignment or attunement, they become attuned. I noticed that people really calm down and start to get into that quieting space.
Right, right.
That inner stillness starts to come over a person.
Right.
And in that inner space, messages from spirit can emerge.
Exactly.
And I remember the first time I attended a circle, and I give thanks so much to my parents because I was in college and they would pick me up. They'd go right past Lilydale, pick me up, and come back and help me attend circles. But the first night I attended the circle, I saw an image of a face transposed over a lady in the circle. And it was something that I was like, you know, I've seen spirit before, but yeah, it's my first time in a circle, and I'm shy, and, you know. But you had said, if you receive anything, to give it out, and people seem nice enough. So I did, and the lady absolutely recognized what I was bringing forth. So
such a wonderful feeling.
It is.
Yes.
It is. And then when you're giving and receiving messages, I remember the first time I received a message, I burst out in tears. Because I was like, this is real, this is really happening.
That's
and,
right.
And so there's validation that happens in their circle, because you don't know everybody in the circle, right? And it's great to read for strangers.
It's always, yes, yeah.
We have that.
And when I was, talking about thinking of some, how you might start a home circle,
mm-hmm.
especially if you were fairly new to it, I was talking in a way more about just any kind of a message, psychic, whatever, but a medium's message, which is what you're getting to, is where when you're connected to your spirit guide, then you receive, as you open your inner senses, your soul senses they're called, you will perceive a spirit loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And so there can be exercises to do it for you, to receive those from the higher planes, your spirit, your own spirit loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, everybody can do this. And then learn to pick up spirit loved ones for others.
Yes.
And so it's called identifying and bringing proof. It's called evidence. And that's really the cornerstone of mediumship.
Yes.
In readings and messages, is bringing through evidential messages, evidence to prove that our spirit loved ones are still with us,
and they're still
alive.
Love never dies,
right? And because they come through the way we knew them, doesn't mean that they're living in the past.
Right, right.
Or that they're encouraging us to live in the past.
I ask them to come forward the way they were when they were here, because if they come through as beings of light, you're not going to recognize them.
That's right.
and they can show how they've evolved since that point. But, you know, they have to kind of come through with that personality.
Right.
In my opinion, that's how I've loved to work.
I think we can probably recognize our own sometimes just by the light.
Yes, yes.
It's interesting.
When by ourselves.
By our,
and
our own
spirit contact.
But when it's somebody else's.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You see?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, one of the important things that you learn in circle is how to distinguish the energy of what's yours and what's someone else's.
Right.
And, you know, what's spirit. And they have different vibrational frequencies. Truly.
Exactly. We didn't talk about that.
I know. There's so many things to talk about. We don't have that much time left.
Oh, my goodness.
Poof. This is every show we do. And so...
the law of vibration.
The law of vibration and attuning yourself to that.
Right.
I like to
raising
call it finding the right radio station.
Yeah.
So I raise my vibration, and spirit kind of lowers theirs a little bit because they don't have dense physical material.
Right, right. We
and
have
then
to
we,
get out.
Hello, how are you? And then that's where the conversation can occur, and it's beautiful when that happens. And
totally.
I'm facilitating that conversation between the client and their spirit loved ones, and kind of like the translator
yeah.
of the language of spirit.
Right, that's lovely.
And that's how
that's
that happens.
Way. And that reminds me the importance of finding your own unique way to commune with spirit. And trusting that what you receive is so important
mm-hmm.
that there isn't one way. And because the person beside you receives beautiful evidence of one kind doesn't mean that that's what is right for you, that suits.
Yes.
Right?
Because some people are very strongly visual. And so they're going to be more clairvoyant.
Right.
Some people are good at hearing spirit, so they're clairaudient.
Right.
Or they feel spirit. I'm strongly clairsentient, so I feel spirit.
Right.
The personality, what it felt like to be them.
When you did beautiful messages in the church.
Thank you.
Working initially through clairsentience.
Yeah, and you can see and hear through clairsentience too. That's a different kind of.
Yeah.
But and then the smelling of spirit and the taste in spirit. Those are always kind of fun. Mostly fun. Sometimes I don't like to smell certain things.
Or sensing a physical health condition.
Yeah. That the spirit has.
Beautiful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's an identifier.
Many ways in which to sense, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I was going to say, too, people come to mediumship with their own slant because their own spirit guides and teachers often will work with them. In other words, some may come to it with a sense they want to heal.
Yes.
It's doing mediumship to heal,
mm-hmm.
or to comfort, to heal through the grief and so on. Others maybe to inspire,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right? Others just the joy of it. Others, it varies so much.
And to be a mixture of all of the above.
Teach. Yeah, a mixture of all the above. Right.
Yes.
So to trust that, I find is one of the biggest. And the other thing, to trust spirit, to trust that it's you are serving God and spirit to help others as an instrument.
Yes.
We didn't talk too much about
being I know. You don't want to analyze too much while it's coming through because you switch over to left brain.
Right.
And then that starts to run the show and tell you that you don't know anything. Right? It doesn't fit into the box, right? So it's really important to develop that trust and realize that the messages you're receiving are from spirit. So you have to get yourself out of the way,
right?
And all of that. But yes, you still are a filter.
That's
right. You know, it's, we all we're all like different coffee filters. We all brew a coffee a little differently.
That's nice.
And how that comes through.
That's nice.
And so, and I think that's good when people come to Lilydale and they go to the message services. They can see the variety of styles of mediumship. And the different ways people present or display spirit contact.
Right.
And that it gives them a range.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
It is. I know we just have a few minutes left.
Okay,
I wanted to mention real quickly, because time's just flying by.
The next
show is going to be Wednesday, November 1st, of course, because it's Wednesdays with Willa, at 10 a.m., same channel, same time, and it's with Mandy Shupp. I was kind of delighted that the date fell on the Day of the Dead. So the day after Halloween is our show. So Mandy Shupp knows a lot about the Day of the Dead. And I'm so glad she's going to come on the show. She's going to have little things to show you. And we're going to talk about how they do spirit contact on the Day of the Dead and how that differs from the way we do spirit contact here in Lilydale. Just to kind of give people an understanding of the differences and how that all comes about. It's kind of a neat subject. Of what people think Lilydale does,
right,
versus what other cultural spaces do spirit contact in. So I'm excited to do that show with Mandy, and so I just want to get you guys geared up for that. And then the other radio shows that go on, so Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock is Colleen Vanderzijn with Embracing Your. Oh my goodness! Oh. And on Wednesday at 8 p.m. is John White, and he does Journey of Light. And Friday at 10 a.m., we have Celeste Elliott with Celestial Fridays. And, of course, Wednesday mornings with me, Wednesdays with Willa. So you've got a lot to tune into if you want to listen in on the other Lilydale Blog Talk radio shows. So you have a wealth of information that can come from it. But I'm glad that Judith is here. We have to have you back so we can talk more spiritual stuff.
We've had so much fun. It has gone so quickly, and I'm just very honored. Very honored to have been asked.
I'm so glad you came out. And just so everybody remembers the book, To Touch the Soul, How to Become a Medium, this is chock full of wonderful ideas on how to talk with spirit guides and teachers and how to have visitations with your spirit loved ones. I'm just flipping through it and examine your commitment to serve spirit. You know, she talks about what it's involved with being a medium and how to do public message work and how to write inspirational writing, the differences of all of this, how to truly be an instrument of God, and to how to bring evidential information. So thank you all for joining us. I know the cue music is going to happen here soon, but thank you everyone for tuning in today. And do you have anything else to add, Judith?
Well, I was just going to say
yes. How
email.
Do we get a hold of you?
Yes.
Email.
So my email is spiritinsights@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I will be having a Facebook and website coming soon.
Yay! So you'll be able to follow her.
with all of you.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
Thank you all. It's been a blessing for me.
Good.
Very much.
Good.
Thank you, Willa.
Oh, you're welcome. Very welcome indeed. So...